G'day, it's Blandy. Thanks for stopping by another Triple M Big Breakfast podcast. On the way, well, I expose myself. Not literally, but I get it off my chest to Steve Malk from tvblackbox.com.au regarding a classic TV show. Also, we'll find out what cheeses you off, and the professor will be along as well.
Blandy for breakfast, only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
Jani, happy Monday. What's cheesing you off?
Oh, I never win anything. I never win raffles. I'm such bad luck.
Are you telling me you've never won anything? Come on.
No, I've won a karaoke competition because I sing. That's about it.
What do you sing?
Oh, I think I've been everything. I've done a lot of community work over the Harvey Bay over the last 10 years or so.
Okay, so give us a quick tune of something. Go.
No, you're not going to get me this time of the morning.
But it cheeses you off. You reckon you don't win anything?
No, I don't. Really, I just want to win something so it restores my faith back in humanity, you know?
Oh, look at you doing it so hard. I need a tissue here. I'm about to burst into tears. Shani, thanks for sharing that with us. I'll put you into the draw for the Cheesecake Shop and Granville Butchery voucher. You never know, although you probably won't win that.
No, I probably won't hear from you.
No, you won't. Helen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, come on. Spill the beans. What's cheesing you off, Helen?
Oh, look, what's cheesing me off is we know how good that parking area in going through Station Square is in Maryborough.
Mm-hmm.
But let's face it, putting a petrol station in that area, whose genius idea was that?
Congest traffic even more, eh?
Oh, no. Hey, and aren't we supposed to be going down to batteries in 32 or something?
Why
are we putting a petrol station there? So,
okay, so an already car park, which you probably need a map and a compass and a cut lunch to get through, is going to cause you even more concern.
Well, who's the legend to put that parking in anyway? It's crooked, isn't it?
Hey, Helen, thank you so much for that. I will put you into the draw for the goodies.
Fantastic. Thank you.
See you, bye. And Gregory, finally. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Brandy. How you going, mate?
I'm all right, mate. What's cheesing you off, Gregory? Come on.
When you're going on the highway and you're in the 110 zone and you pull out and there's a car in front of you doing the same thing and they sit on 70.
All right. So just generally, we've had a lot of this with cars, and it's something that really gets under our skin. He's taking a deep breath with other drivers, but people do some bloody silly things out there, don't they?
Yep. And it's 110 zone, so
yeah.
There's a couple that say it. So.
Yeah, if it's 110 zone for a reason, you shouldn't be going 70 in either lane, to be honest with you. Hey, Gregory, thanks for that, mate. I'll put you into the draw for the Cheesecake Shop and Granville Butchery voucher.
Have a lovely day, mate.
And you too, and you drive carefully. Deep breath now, deep breath.
What else has been happening this week with Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast?
Time to head out to the Institute. It is Professor Smartarser.
Good morning. Today, a safety warning. If you are being chased by a pack of taxidermists, do not play dead.
Why is it so?
That was wild. Let's get down to it. Let's find out what else Blandy's been up to.
On Triple M's Big Breakfast with Blandy, it's that time of the week to catch up with Australia's biggest couch potato. TVblackbox.com.au's Steve Malk.
Hey, Mr. Malky, how are you?
Hello, here I am.
You're a busy boy, Malky. You were just suggesting Channel 7 today have got some big news breaking. Is that right? The Partridge family is back?
Not quite. Gomer Pyle is new butcher.
Well, that was always on 9, mate. Come on.
I know, always on the cards too. Look, Nate, we're in upfront season where all of the networks talk about what's coming in there. Impending year's schedule. Mm. We can't talk about anything that they haven't already talked about, but I can tell you that there will be some big surprises. We do know that Dancing with the Stars, All Stars is returning. Mm. We do know that they've got Australian Idol that they're going to roll out next year, reboot, resuscitate that. AGT will land on our screens after a false start this year. So there is a fair chunk coming down the stream if you're someone that likes to sing and dance.
There's a bit of a clue there as well, I guess. And is there anything big that you're holding on to that you can't tell us, even if I perhaps tickled you?
Oh, look, you can tickle me all you want. All I will tell you is that there might be news of a show that they said would never return.
Ooh, I might tickle him. What do you reckon? Go on. Go on. No, it's not working. All right.
That's all you're getting.
Okay. Look, I've got to bring it up because I know you weren't too keen on Hey Hey returning for a special 50th year anniversary celebration of a show which went forever. But I've got to ask you the question, how did it rate?
Look, it was massive business for 7 on Sunday nights. Hey Hey, it's on 7. Wow. Yes. It pulled 1.22 million in the 5 capital cities and 1.8 million. Nearly 1.9 around the country. The sting in the tail for 7 is that 75% of that audience was over 55. Now, you might say, of course, Mog, they're the people that watched it. Absolutely, they were the people that watched it. That's how nostalgia works. Except that that's not the market that Channel 7 want to attract. They, like Channel 9, are trying to court the 25 to 54 demo. And while it's great that they had this thing that won around the country, it actually doesn't help them.
Okay. Well, gee, you're a wet blanket, aren't you?
I was going to say... the best kind. By the way, did you notice... You watched the Hey Hey special, didn't you?
Look, I didn't, but I saw somebody put up on social media, isn't this fantastic, you know? And then I thought, oh, God, I know what Malk's going to say about this.
If only Daryl could have promoted the Hey Hey website more. I mean, it's like he barely mentioned it.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't watch it. But did you actually watch it then?
I got to preview it, which was probably safest for everyone, lest my Twitter feed would have been filled with words that can't be said in Breakfast Hill Radio.
All right, well, I look for the 60th anniversary special coming out. I'll be sure to give you a call.
Please no, the resuscitation of John Blackman, Jeepers.
Now, what else is happening?
Look, there's a bit going on. There's some new programs on our screens this week. The Celebrity MasterChef kicked off on 10 on Sunday, and The Doghouse Australia starts tonight on 10, narrated by Chris Brown. If you've watched the UK version, it's families finding their forever puppy. It's very lovely, and it's just a little bit more bogan.
Okay, all right. And of course, Doctor Who is back as well.
That's right. The Jodie Whittaker era of The Doctor comes to an end this year as she finishes up 6 episodes. They're going to call the entire one story across 6 eps called Doctor Who Flux. I think it's a bit of a sad end, actually. I like Jodie as The Doctor, but unfortunately the change in showrunner meant that it just didn't resonate with fans as much. So expect big changes, including Russell T Davies, the man who's responsible for rebooting Doctor Who in the modern era, to return with the next series.
Malky, can I confide in you?
Sure.
I've never, ever watched Doctor Who.
That's okay.
Sorry.
I think we have to sort that out. That's fine, mate. Not everybody has to watch everything. You are wrong in not watching it, but that's okay.
Okay, but I am wrong?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, if we want to know more about why I'm wrong and how I'm wrong, we can always jump onto your website. You'll tell everybody. And that website...
That's right, TV Black Box... TVBlackbox.com.au is where you go to find out that Blandy's wrong.
Yes.
The TV Black Box podcast will also tell you that Blandy's wrong. And the Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk is back because the Real Housewives of Melbourne are back. And we will also tell you that Blandy is wrong.
You do know your stuff. Malky, thanks for your time this morning.
He's different, but he's ours. Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast.
With Blandy's early morning brain teaser. His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Ado, good morning.
Morning, Blandy.
Haven't heard from you for a couple of weeks. Have you got a note?
Been busy with mechanics and car shows and everything.
Yeah, excuses, mate. I understand. I get it. I take a back seat, don't I? Look, mate, if you overtake the last person, what position are you in? Why is that?
Because you have to be the last person to overtake the last person. So you're overtaking yourself.
Yeah, well, the answer is you can't overtake the last person, can you?
No.
No, you can't. So, look, I'll give you that. You can't overtake the last person is the answer I'm after. Well done to you, Ado. You get back to all your other business, which doesn't include me, all right? Your car shows, your family, your job, your entire life. Go on, off you go. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Hello, Colleen. How are you?
Oh, Blandy, how are you?
Oh, look, I'm all right. Now, if you overtake the last person, what position are you in, Colleen?
I'd say second last.
Would you now? Guess what? See, I gotcha. How can you overtake the last person?
Exactly.
Yes, because you're last.
I'm on my first cup.
You cannot overtake the person in last position because you would be last, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Go and have another cup of tea, you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Colleen.
You have a nice day.
See ya. At least you have a go. Thanks, mate. Bye. And Dave White, good morning.
Morning, Andrew. How you going,
mate? I'm all right, David. How are you?
Yeah, good. A little bit wet out here. Good.
Good to see some rain, is it not?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. Let it calm down. Now, Dave, how have you gone with this? If you overtake the last person, what position are you in?
First, I reckon.
Why is that?
Just lapped them. You've just lapped them.
Ah, so you're thinking outside two boxes, mate. And, yeah. How can you overtake the person in last position?
If you're, just say, in the speedway and you come around and caught up to the last person.
Yeah. I understand your reasoning there, but actual answer is you can't overtake the last person. I know you're talking about lapping, but that's another ball game altogether.
Righto.
So I'm going to have to go on. Yeah. Thanks.
Righto.
Okay. Do you accept the adjudicator's decision there?
No, I better.
I think you better.
Yeah.
If you want those gold stars to keep flowing your way, I think you better.
You know. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Gotcha.
And thanks to all my callers and those I couldn't get to. Apologies for that. We'll have another go tomorrow morning as we get the brain moving each weekday morning with our Big Breakfast Brain Teaser.
That's it for now. Catch Blandy weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Triple M Fraser Coast. Or subscribe here to get all the best bits.